Well, I mean, I can see that there's yeah, some dumplings in there. Well, I didn't see that. That was cobbler here.
Good, that way. And now, what you say it to me, so say it, repeat what she said so I can get it.
Yeah, see, the apple around cobbler wasn't a thing but just some apples. Just like you can make it, like you make peach cobbler or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You see, you put your dumplings in there and you play with it, you know, whatever, ingredients in what you're going.
And then what, she said something about you drop the crust or the pastry down into it like dumplings?
Yes, ma'am.
Now that's apple cobbler.
Apple cobbler.
And apple dumplings are the same thing?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. Same if somebody thing. Has a good appetite, you yeah. say crust over. Oh, you put a crust on top of it then? Oh, you put a crust on top of the pie then, and on top of the dumplings and the apple mixture.
Yeah.
I see. If someone has a good appetite, you say, that man sure likes to put away his...
It's food.
All right. Do you ever use vittles?
Yeah, vittles. That's right. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you pour over pudding or over cake?
You talking about jelly, isn't it? Jam?
No, you know, people used to make a kind of dessert where they'd make a cake, just a plain cake.
Oh, yeah, they pour syrup over it of some kind.
Yeah, or sometimes they would take it and mix up milk or cream, or sometimes they'd make a kind of a custard-like thing they poured over it.
I don't know, we call it icing, we call it, we put over cake, it means all over, just covered over. With.
Yeah, now that's not quite what I'm thinking about, though. Did you hear that referred to as sauce?
Something, well, I know what you're talking about.
My mother used to make what she called a one-egg cake or two-egg cake, and then she'd cook up a kind of a sauce that was like lemon sauce.
Yeah,
and
put over it.
Pour it over it.
Keep it, make it prime. I know what you're talking about, right, but I didn't know what the name was.
Yeah,
it'd
be kind of sticky.
That would make it what? What'd you just say? That's interesting.
Make it prime, make it soft, you know, make it moisture.
You said prime?
Yes, prime.
That's an interesting word. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, prime, that's right, that's prime.
That's talking about making food soft?
Yes, ma'am. Kind of lubricate, you know, what they call prime. Yes,
make the. Would you say that about anything other than food? Anything else you'd say it makes it prime?
No.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that expression before.
Right.
Okay. Food taken between regular meals, you call that. So I'm going in and get a little...
Snack.
All right, is that very much food?
No, it ain't much.
I suppose you were going in and have a good bit of it.
Well, I didn't say I'm going to get a lunch. You were going in and eat. I'm going to eat my dinner or separate breakfast.
You all right, that would be a regular meal.
Yes, regular meal. But you're going in this little tweens. Ain't going just a little... Going to get a little snack.
Okay. The black liquid that you drink for breakfast is?
Coffee.
All right. And how do you make coffee?
Well,
now you use Instant, I bet.
No, you don't. No, you know Instant. I got enough making Instant coffee when I was in the hospital. I make coffee, I just take it. Get them a coffee and put them in my percolator and pour that hot water over it. Just pour that hot water over it by the amount that I want and sit it there and let it begin to steam. I think it's by made by taking somebody and pour it back over and pour it in. This coffee's already been made then.
How did they make it back in the old days? Do you remember?
Well, in the old days, we used to take coffee and buy grain coffee, you know, and take it and parch it. Put it in a container and parch it while it's stirring, you know, and put it just a little, I used to see my mother put it just a little old pinch of grease in it, in that coffee and kind of